Shall we pray?
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer can still be heard. I believe my Father in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
Father, thank you for your grace that abounds. Surround us with your grace. Amen. The song tells us that in everything we see that grace triggers life itself. The grace of God. Could I have the first slide? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans 5:20. Romans 5:20. Pavam periginadathil, kirubai adhigamai perigitru. Kirubai adhigamai perigitru. That's the topic of my sermon for today. Grace abounds. Next slide. It does. Grace abounds. We often think of grace as an AD grace, Anno Domini grace. I'm old-fashioned. I can't adjust to BC. I can only look at time as BC and AD. BC or BCE, Christ is the center of time. And then we see the grandiloquent climax of the old rugged cross, where my master bled and died for me and for you, and give substance to grace. Grace is the generous character of God in the face of human rebellion. The grace of God is vividly portrayed everywhere in the Bible. Grace guides the crushed. Grace wants the tempted. Grace humbles the proud. Grace pities the wanderer. Grace is the fair, unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and bestower of blessings. Grace abounds in the whole Bible, and the culmination is grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please turn with me to Psalm 103:3-5. Avar un akramangalai ellam mannithu un noigalai ellam gunamaaki un prananai alivukku vilakki meettu unnai kirubaiyinalum irakkanginalum mudisooti nanmaiyinal un vaayai thiruptiyaakkugirar kalugukku samaanamai un vaayai thiruba vaala vaayai polaagirathu. Are these not outward manifestations of grace? Grace abounds. Turn with me to Isaiah 53:5. Avar norukkapattar namakku samadhanathai undu pannum aakinai avar mel vandathu avarudaiya thalumugalal gunamagirom. This verse tells us how the grace of God in the psalm which we read was made manifest in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Turn with me again to Psalm 103:12. 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions. Merkukkum kilakkukkum evvalavu dooramo avvalavu dooramai avar nammudaiya paavangalai nammai vittu vilakkinar. To many of us, this is very difficult to understand. We still carry that guilt feeling. How do we understand east and west? In US, do you think west is Aleutian Islands and east is West Cody? Limited distances. That is why some of us say, I've forgiven him, but I can't forget what he did. Don't we say that very often? I can't forget what he said. Because you've thrown it in Maryland, you've thrown it only in West Cody. So it's easily retrievable. That's not what God did. He threw it to the east and the west of universe. What a distance. It's unretrievable. He's forgotten it all. Let us now move on to Ecclesiastes 12. Excuse me. I'm still not accustomed to these things. Okay. This to me is a chapter on grace. How many of you agree with that? This is a chapter on grace. This is the best chapter on grace I've ever seen. Remember now thy Creator. He starts with that. But right through, he extends the ambit of grace. Again and again, again and again, he says, Magane un nenjanakku tharayo. At different stages in your life, he says that constantly. Remember before the difficult days come, when we have lost interest in things of our youth. Difficult days are where infirmity holds you back. Remember while the sun and light and moon and stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. That is the evening of your life. Some of us are in that stage. During the rains, the sky is overcast. But after the rains, fluffy clouds come back. But our youth is forever gone. Those days, remember him. Magane un nenjanakku tharayo. Indha velaiyiletha. Remember before the keepers of the house tremble. The keeper of the house is your brains, housed in your cranium. Have you not seen the trembling of elderly people? The head of the elderly people trembling? Before that, Magane un nenjanakku tha. Remember before the strong men bow down. Slide. Before your arms and legs are weakened. They are strong men who protect you. And then Arthiyo, Magane un nenjanakku tha. Remember before the grinders cease because they are few. We all know that the grinders are teeth. Some have fallen. And the rest are not able to grind effectively. You know, the mixila adichu kuduthiru thambi stage. Remember before those that look through the windows grow dim. He refers to our eyes. They peep through the eyes and say, Yare, Malava. Remember your Creator before the time when the doors are shut in the streets. What is that? Doors are shut in the streets. Bokavai, see the picture. And the sound of grinding is low. You can't hear it. Remember your Creator before the days when you rise at the sound of the bird and all the daughters of music, your vocal cords, are brought low. Remember before the days when they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. And the stage, Magane un nenjanakku tha. Remember your Creator before the almond tree shall flourish. What is that? Almond tree is the tree that blossoms first. And when it blossoms, you see it. It's like, is it there? The next slide, blossom trees. That's there. I can't swivel around. Flowers fall off. So too our hair. And the stereo, Magane un nenjanakku tha. He doesn't stop asking you. He doesn't stop asking you. The other metaphors are simple to understand. Then the preacher seems to have completed his reminders. He says that the mourners go about the streets carrying the corpse, not realizing that the man has gone to his eternal home. But again comes the last reminder. His arms of grace are still wide open. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the wheel and the wheel broken at the well. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed. That's your spinal cord. The spinal cord is snapped at death and the head lolls about lifeless. Just before that, remember your God. Christopher Reeves did it at that stage. The Superman. And then he championed the cause of stem cell research for a long, long time before he died in 2014, I think. Remember your Creator before the pitcher is shattered at the fountain or the wheel broken at the well. That's your circulatory system. Solomon, in his wisdom, knew about it. Yahweh revealed it to him. in 465 BC. But William Harvey discovered it only in 1628 AD. Solomon, in his wisdom, God revealed it to him about the circulatory system. So that is the grace of God, constantly knocking at your door, even in your deathbed, saying, come to me, son. Magane un nenja nekutha. And we so glibly say, when we look at other Christians, we say, they go to hell. I have a friend who very coolly says, all Catholics go to hell. How can he say that? How can we say that? God is there knocking at your door right till the very end. Ecclesiastes shows that to you. So, now we go to the next, last Bible reading. En kirubai unakku podum. We all know that verse. En kirubai unakku podum. For our prayer, we read from Streams in the Desert. Last night, Jay and I were reading that. And we get wonderful verses from there, which closes our day for us. And yesterday's verse was 2 Corinthians 12:9. There was a story there. A pastor had lost his son. He buried him on Friday. He had to preach a sermon on Sunday. And the verse that was allotted was this verse. So he knelt on his knees and said, God, how are you going to preach this? I feel so empty. Your grace has not been sufficient for me. As he prayed, his eyes suddenly opened. He wiped his tears and looked. There was a placard there which said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And "is" was written in green. That hit him in the solar plexus. Is sufficient. Grace was sufficient. Past lella. Grace will be sufficient. Is sufficient today. Every moment is sufficient. It is only by the sheer grace of God that I walk, that we all walk, that we all breathe. Every breath we take is because of his grace. Is sufficient. And he preached a wonderful sermon that day. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercies. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Now let me read to you a sermon that was preached on the 13th of February 1977 at St. Andrew's Kirk Cemetery, Chennai. The preacher was Reverend Murdoch Mackenzie. It was on the occasion of the ordination of elders. He spoke, "Fate is static, but faith is dynamic. The grace of God enables situations to be changed beyond all recognition. There was once a young man crippled in his body, at times feeling not a little bitter, desperately wishing that God would do something for him, going to meetings in the fond hope that by some miracle, God would take his body and make it beautiful and strong again, hoping against hope that he would not have to accept this terrible fate. This terrible affliction, and so he wrestled with God. He went to the meetings, especially the meetings of Brother Paul Asir Laurie. Many of you know him. But nothing happened. He got more and more desperate, until one day he read, as it were, for the first time, the text that was hanging on the wall in his own house. And in a moment, his whole life was utterly transformed. He never went back to any meeting. And the words that he read on the wall were the same words which St. Paul heard in the midst of his affliction when he desperately prayed to God three times to release him from his thorn in the flesh. They were, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Now this is not just accepting your fate, making do with it. This is something very different. This grace is a power which changes a person from a self-seeker to a self-giver, from a self-pitier to a man for others, from an anxious, miserable countenance to a radiant, smiling, cheerful face. And the young man who read the text on that wall now has a wonderful smile and spends his time in the service of Christ and his kingdom. And he will be ordained this morning as one of the elders. And that person who had this experience and was ordained as an elder was yours truly. So praise God for those who have forgotten the first acronym that I gave you at my witness. There it is. It is there. The next one, that last slide. Christ's riches, God's riches at Christ's expense. Isn't that beautiful? All of his riches. நம்ம பிச்சைக்காரங்களாட்டம் கேட்குறோம். Little, little things. All his riches are for us. God's riches at Christ's expense. Today, did you hear the knocking on your door? Magane, magale, unnenjanakku tharayo. At least, not till the end of time. He is going to keep asking you that. He doesn't want to let you go. He wants you in the heavenly abode that he's prepared. Except, shall we pray? Master, we heard you knocking on our door. Accept us just as we are, without one plea, because you have redeemed us. In Jesus' name, Amen.